Okay, today's daf is Bamitzia daf Samach Gimel. The next daf here in Izehu Neshech, and we are on the second to last line of Samach Beis Amid Beis. We are talking about the case of the Mishnah. Today's daf is all about various details in Yani Ribis, but it also gives us a chance to talk about various aspects in general of Kinyanim and other issues that come up. So let's remember what we were talking about. The Mishnah had a case, and we're not sure exactly what the case was. The Mishnah says there is a rabbinic problem, Ribbis Midrabbanan problem in a certain type of case. And there was the language of the Mishnah. We had already Rabbah that gave us one pshat. The problem was a brisa that he used to support himself that made it problematic. Then we had a second pshat, which we tried from Abaya, which didn't really fit into the words of the Mishnah. So now we're going to have a third pshat of Rabbah, which is basically the same idea as Rabbah as the first pshat, but he has a brisa that supports himself that is not problematic, a brisa that we do hold of relating to the issues at hand. So if you remember, so we're going to start with that, Elam Arava, third to last line. Arava is going to give the pshat, and again, it's relating our Mishnah to, or Holdaf is relating our Mishnah to two other cases that come up later in the parak. Let's just have it clear in our mind so that we remember what's going on. There is a case of on the Mishnah later on, of Ayin Beis Mabeis, which is about forward contracts, which means I pay for something today, it's a sale. It's not a loan. It's a sale. I am buying something from you today, products, but you're going to give me the product in a month from now. That product might go up in value. So there's no ribbis daraisa there. It's a sale. But there's ribbis darabanan possibly if you give me back more, if the thing is worth more than what I paid for it originally. So it looks like ribbis. The Rabbanan said there are two solutions to that. Either if you have the product now in your hands today, so that it's ke'ilu, I bought it already, so it goes up, the value goes up in my rishus, the Meyer's rishus. Or even if you don't have it, if there's a market value, that you could buy it now. If you could buy it now, so again, it's ke'ilu, it's as if you could have it, and I bought it from you, it's mine, and therefore there is no a problem. What we discussed yesterday was about, does that work if there's no money transfer right now? What if this is already the second stage? You already owe me, and now you switch it for, you know what, I'll give you produce instead of the money that I owe you in the future. So does that work? That was the discussion in the Brises that we had yesterday. Can you switch and not even have produce involved? But that's one case. That's Ayin Beis Mabeis. That is relating to forward contracts. The other Mishnah that's related is the Ayin Hei Amin Aleph, which is the case of Sa'a Bisa'a. That's a case of a loan. That's a case of I borrow eggs from you, and I'm going to give you back eggs in a month from now. So that also is Asur Midrabanan, because if the price of eggs goes up in the interim, it looks like ribbis. It looks like, again, it's not ribbis daraisa, because we did make a condition at the beginning that you're going to give me back something more, but it could be that eggs are going to go up. So that's also Asur Midrabanan, and the Mishnah also says there that will not be a problem if the other person has eggs at the time, or he has eggs even if they're not, he can't get to them. His son's going to bring him the eggs, or he's going to find the key. So that's the issue. That's the case of Sa'a B'Sa'a. Those are two cases later on in the parak that are related to in our Gemara. So Ella Amarava. Again, we read the lines of the Mishnah yesterday. Now we're going to fit in the case. What is the case of the Mishnah? Rava says as follows: Kisha Chivna. Rava says that when he dies, Reboshi Nafak Lavasi. Reboshi is going to come out to greet him. Why? Because he always uses brises of Raboshia in order to help solve mysteries of difficult to understand Mishnayos. So that's why Raboshia is going to be very proud of him and feel an affinity with him, and everybody's going to come out to greet him. The last time we had this Lashon was at the end of Maseches Baba Kama, and then also we quoted the Sefer Chasidim. The Sefer Chasidim in Tav Kuf Nun Tes says, the cult Tzaddik Shemefarish Divrei Tzaddik Acher. If any tzaddik explains an earlier tzaddik's words, kagon amora shemefarish divrei tana, o divrei amora shahayala fanav, kishemeis yotzi hatana kenegdo lekablo b'sefer panim yafis. The earlier neshama will go out when the nifter goes up to shemayim and greet him and kind of walk him into shemayim. You know, everybody look who we have here. V'laleches imo ulevakesh min amalachim lahakel alav, and he'll put in a good word to the angels. Right, to be meiko. Ula ha'amido lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ledaber alav tovot. To be a defense attorney in Shemayim. Vim tzadik asa siper uba tzadik vosek l'staro so sefer v'chulu. And he continues, v'chulu. So again, if anybody does, anything for an earlier generation, if there is, we mentioned in the past, sometimes there are sfarim that are meis mitzvahs. Nobody's learning them until somebody came along and put out a good edition and a new edition with, you know, we're in the generation of bold print and footnotes and clarity. So the Rav Kuperman said it about the Meshech Chachma before he put out his Meshech Chachma with footnotes and with annotations. Sometimes there's svarim of earlier generations that need to be focused on. The Netziv did it with the Sheoltos. Nobody really learned the Sheoltos before. The Netziv put out the Hemek Sheoltos on the Sheoltos. I mean, some people learned the Sheoltos, but most of the world did not, but now we learned the Sheoltos with the Netziv. And there are many other examples as well. So that's what Rava says, that he did it for Rav Oshia, and therefore Rav Oshia is going to be very happy with him. So Rava says that Rav Oshia is going to come out, Dimitaritzna Mastisan Kavasei, because I helped explain the Mishnah based on his Brisa. The Tani Rav Oshia, the Brisa of Rav Oshia, which we say is the case of the Mishnah as well, is as follows. Haresha Yanosha Bechaveira Mana. So I am owed. Nosha Bechaveira. I am biding in my friend. Meaning my friend owes me a mana. Vahalach Va'amad Al Garno. I go to his granary, the Amar, and I say to him, Teilima Osai Shani Rotza Likach Berchitim. You know, could you give me, please, wheat? Because can you give me my money? I want to go buy wheat. Viamar lo chitim yeshli shani nosein lecha. Okay, I have wheat. I could do that. Seva asana like yeshar shalachshav. I'm not going to give it to you now, but you know, let's lock in a price. Let's lock in a price right now, and then I'll give it to you in the future. Higias man chitim limkar. And then the time for the wheat comes to give it. Amar lo tein lechitim shani rotz lemochar melikah ben yayin. Wheat has since gone up in price, so please give me the wheat that we agreed upon, because I want to go buy wine. You know, wheat was worth, the amount of wheat was worth 25, and now the same amount of wheat is worth 30. So please give me my wheat. Omar lo, yesh li yayin shani nosei lecha. You know what? Let's switch it for wine. Tzei v'asan alai kishar shalachshav. So let's lock it in now. Same thing. First it's wheat, and then it's wine. Higi azman yayin limkar v'yomar lo tein li yayin shani rotzei lemochra. Says, you know, okay, give me the wine, because wine has now gone up in price. V'likach bo shemen, I want to buy oil. Omer lo, shemen yishli shani nosi lecha. Tzei v'asei olai kishar shalachshav. So each time, instead of paying him, he says, let's lock in a price for a different product, and I'll give you that in a month from now. In all those cases, says the Brisa of Rav Oshia, similar to the Mishnah later on, of locking in a price, as we said, of forward contracts, kulam im yeshlo mutter. If he has the product today, if the seller has the product today, then it's mutter. Because there's no ribis daraisa, and most is ribis darabanan, and as we said, it's ki'ilu, the person, the buyer has it, and the price value went up, the product went up in his rishus. So therefore there's not a problem. Ein lo usur. But if the seller does not have it, then it is usur, and therefore, it would be Ribis Drabanan, and that's the case of the Mishnah. And there's no problem, because here we have a Brisa that supports exactly what the Mishnah and the later Mishnah hold. Umay Lakach, so what does it mean, Lakach, in the Mishnah? The language of the Mishnah is that Lakach Bohen Yayin, he didn't buy anything. So it means Lakach Bahalva Aso. He bought it, they arranged the new halva'a will be with one of these items, with wine, with oil, with wheat. Okay, that's the, those are the three given. Commonly, when the Mishnah or the Brisa give examples of items, they give the items that are significant in halacha. Right, here we have wine and oil and wheat. Right, those are all, obviously, wheat is one of the shivas, one of the five grains that one is chayev chalin, what is obligated to use for matzah. And also the other two, right, oil and grapes, as we know, wine and oil always have significance in various areas of halacha. Right, first and foremost in Machshirin. The Mishnah, the last parak of Machshirin, discusses the seven liquids that are Machshir L'Kabal Tumah, that allow food, open the spiritual pores in the item in order for it to become Tameh. So Yayin, Yad Shachadam. The seven liquids, the two of them that come from fruit, are Yayin and Shemen. Right, those are the two. They pour in Hilchos Tumah V'Tara. They're also pouring in Hilchos Shabbos. We know of squeezing a fruit, the Malacha of Dash on Shabbos, squeezing a fruit. Da'oraisa, Pashtus. This is what the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch says. Some want to suggest, will it change today? But Rov assume not. Midaraisa, squeezing a fruit on Shabbos is only Zesim Anavim. Only those two, if I squeeze, I violate an Isser Daraisa of Dash on Shabbos. Squeezing all other fruit is Asur Midrabanan. Some ask, what about today? Maybe squeezing oranges is just as common as grapes and olives. Does it have to do with commonality? Does it have to do with halachic significance. There's a Tshuvas HaGaonim at the end of Masechta Shabbos that says, well, maybe it's connected to Machshirin, that it doesn't matter how common something is, all other fruit, right? All tutim, what's called Tutim V'rimonim in the Gemara, right? All that fruit will be in the category of Issur D'Rabbanan. So again, those are two areas of halacha where they come up, Hilchos Machshirin, Tumah V'Tahara, and Hilchos Shabbos. So here too, you know, the two that are given oftenly are the ones that have special halachic significance. You have wine and you have oil. Two other points. The Ramban and the Rashbi here says, and I think it's MS, quotes his Rebbe, and I think it's MS, when the, in all these cases where they arrange the forward contract and he has the wine and just doesn't pay it, it's mutter even if there is, you only need one or the other condition. If he has it, even if there's no market value. There's no market price out yet. Maybe he's the only one that has this product and it's gonna come from overseas in a couple of months. So there is no market value. So there is no shar hayotze. It doesn't matter. You see from this Gemara, it goes by just yeshlo. Even if yeshlo, the factors that are listed later on in the Mishnah work independently. The Rav Shva here quotes his Rebbe the Ramban, but it's the Ramban here. To kol she yeshlo mutter afilu lo yatsa hashar. So why does it say, also in our Brisa, it says, Kishar Shel Achshav, if you don't need the Shar of Achshav? Lav Dafka. Eino Elo Lamedcha, Sha'afo Pishe Yatza Hashar, Im Ein Lo, Usser. She'ein, right? No, that's just saying, if Lo Yatza Hashar, and there's no money transfer right now, that's where it's a problem, as we discussed. Right? Yatza Hashar is fine if you're giving money right now. But, because now he has money in order to go buy it from this marketplace. But if there's a, if you're not giving any money, so then maybe he has nothing. Maybe he can't. You can't say ki'ilu, he bought it, and it's as if it went up in your rishus. So that's why it emphasizes yatsa ashar. Shein hamadas milve kelo keach mo, b'mos mamish. Tekosh yatsa ashar mutter, avabi she'ein lo, di avabi she'ein lo ze, yesh lo ze. V'nirin dvarav be'emes. Said the Rashba, I give the haskama to my Rebbe. I think it's true. To a time of the Yitzias Hashar, Einu Elamishum, Dim Ein Lazeh, Yish Lazeh, Bechulu, and he continues. Number one. He quotes another Rambam also, but we'll wait to see that. You know what? We'll quote it right now, because we just finished the piece. There's another point, important Ha'ara of the Rambam, that the Rashba quotes here. When the Rambam says that if he gives him, there is a limit. There's a limit on how much. Misha Yenosha Bechaber Amos. Our case, the Rambam quotes in Hilchas Mal Vevelova. Somebody owes money. V'yamar lo tin li mos ha'shen eros v'zikach ben chitim. Give me the money. Amar lo tse va'ase otan lai kishar shal achshav. V'yelecha etzli chita balva. I'll give you weed in a month from now. I know I owe you money. I'll give it in a month from now. Says the Rambam. Im yesh lo chitim kishir ma'osav. Mutter. The Rambam says, you're only allowed to do this up until the value, how much wheat does the guy have? You don't say if Yeshlo, you know, 10 bushels of wheat, so then the amount, 1,000 bushels price is good enough. You might have said once he has some, that already makes anything allowed. The Rambam says, no. It's only up to the value of how much he has. Im Yeshlo chitav kishir ma'osav mutter. V'im ein lo oso hamin, hareza aser. Shalo asru amru chachavim shemutter v'chulu v'chulu. But if you give the money, so the Rashba also quotes that they have the Rambam here, that you don't say a little bit affects, gives you an allowance for everything. And he says, there's a Gemara later on that we'll have to get to on Daf Ayin Hey, which seems to be against this, but we'll deal with that then, when we get there. Okay, so, Baruch Hashem, we came up with a pshat for the Mishnah that is accepted. Says the Gemara now, Amarava, Shmami Namid Yerboshi Atlas. There are three things we learn from this brisa of Rav Oshia. Remember, what's the case of Rav Oshia? Somebody's owed money, he goes, can I have my money back? He says, no, you know what, I'll give you wheat in a month from now to pay you back. And then he says, I'll give you wine in a month from now to pay you back. That's the case of Rav Oshia, and that always works as long as he has the wheat and the wine and the oil. So, Amar Rava Shmamina midi Rav Oshia tlas. Shmamina de ma'amidin milveh al gabe peros. Number one is that you could create a future contract on produce in place of the money. Number one, that you're allowed to do that. Mamidin milve, you can make a milve al gabe peros using fruit. Velo amrinon, we don't say like we said in yesterday's brisa that was rejected. Velo amrinon, delo ki isara baliyadahu. Well, if you're not giving money right now, you know, it's not going to work. Right, that was the brisa that we quoted in the middle of the daf to support Rabbah. Right, so if you're not giving, the only case that works is like that Mishnah later on. If you pay for it now, then you can make a forward contract. But if you're not paying, you can't say what's already owed is going to turn into the fruit that is now owed. But you see from Roshia, yes, you can. That's number one that you learn. Vishmami nahu diyeshlo. And number two is, it only works when he has the produce to give right now. The Ritva here notes, isn't that kind of included in number one? It's kind of the same idea. You're allowed to do it if you have the fruit. It's all connected. The Ritva notes, so he says, maybe it's a remes to that Rambam that we just mentioned. So maybe it's a remes to the Rambam, that it's yeshlo to the amount that you have. That's what's allowed. That's the Ritva Sahara. Maybe that is what this Shvamina is saying. Kashali to achadahi bahadi kamaisa. Vehechi avid minei tarti. Vyesh lomar, he says, hachi kamar. Vushi yesh lo kidei komasha pasak. Vechei nira midivri Rambam. Maybe that's the Rambam's understanding of this second Shvamina, that it only is up to the amount that you have. That's what it means, yesh lo. Number two. Vishvamina, and the third thing that we learned, third halacha that we learned from the case of Raboshia, Isa lid Reb Yanai. We all like Reb Yanai. De'om Reb Yanai. Mali hein, mali demehen. What does that mean? At the time of the delivery of the loan, right, there are two time periods. The time of the agreement and the time of the paying up. At the time of the delivery, Lalova could substitute different produce. Right? What did he say? He was going to be wheat. You know, how about wine? Wine? Oh, how about oil? So, mali hein, mali demehen. What's the difference of whether he could give the item agreed upon originally or something that's the same value as it? That's Reb Yanai's shita, as we're going to see in a second. But that also, Bez Hashem, but that also is what is learned from Amoshia's Brisa. Where do we see this machlokes? Where's Reb Yanai? De Itmar, Rav Amar, Osin Amana Beperos Vein Osin Amana Bedamim. Rav holds that the delivery can only be the agreed upon produce. You can't switch it into other produce. You agreed to pay wine, so you have to pay wine. Even if the wine went up in value, that's fine, and Yeshlo. But you can only give that. Why? Because if not, Mechzi Karibis. Right, Rav says, because if you're giving something else and that is worth more, so that is a problem, right? You can only give osan amana beperos, the payros that are agreed upon, but you can't give amana bidamim, right? The first couple of medium lines in Rashi. Osan amana beperos, nosten ma'os ba'amana, kishar shalachshav, sheyotzi bashuk, amanas lakabo peros, afilu yokiru chitin. Even if the wheat's going to go up, veinosan amana lifsoka la peros kedei lakabal damim lekashiyokiru dekiven dezuze yoy vezuze shakel mechzik ravisa. If you're going to switch it back into the money, right in the future, or onto something else, it's going to look like ribis, and that's why Rav says that is not allowed. Again, the Rashi or the Gemara says explicitly money, but the expansion is also other fruit. According to Rav Ezel, also wouldn't be a problem. Would be a problem. Verabiana yamar mali hein. Mali demand. Rabbi Yonah says, no, you can switch it onto whatever you want. And that's what we learned from Avoshia as well. There is a machlokas. Tosas here quotes two deos in the top Tosas. A machlokas between brothers. Brothers could also argue in Torah. Machlokas the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. Machlokas Rashi's grandchildren. About whether Mali, look at the top. Mali hein hachitin. Mali demand. Kogon yayin. Im yeshlo. Kach pirish Rabbeinu Shmuel. Veratzalomar dafka yayin. Avo ma'os aser. Ve'ein nira l'rabbeinu tam. Teperek ha'gozal machlokas, our issue that we just said, meaning the substituting different produce is really a machlokas. Right? Does Rav only reject money or also other produce? That's the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. Okay, either way, those are the three things we learned from Raboshia. Meisvei, says the Gemara, but wait a minute. Doesn't the Mishnah say that we've had kulam im yeshlo mutter? If he has, you're allowed to switch it. Isn't that against Rav? Right, we say, that's what it sounds like, that it applies to also other produce also. So it says the Gemara, so how does it work? Why would Rav say that's Aser? Amaravuna, Amarav, Bishem Mashach. It's only mutter if the buyer had first done Meshicha, had done Kinyan Meshicha on the fruit. E Bishem Mashach, Tzricha LeMeimar. Then what's the Chiddush? If he already was Moshech and he was Kona it, so that of course, if the price goes up in value, nothing to talk about, of course it's mutter. No, he wasn't physically Moshechid, but the seller designated him an area, you know, the stuff here is yours. designate an area in his own property, Yichalo Karen Zavis. So it's not really Mashach, but it was already a designation of a Kenyan, and that's why Rav would agree it's Mutter there, even though usually it is not. Tosfos here says, this Meshicha, even in the Havamina, it wasn't a Meshicha for a Kenyan. And then the Gemara says, obviously, it was yours already. Tosfos says, it's a little less. Tosfos, the end of Bishem Mashach. Says Tosfos, U Meshicha Tahacha, Lo Havye Elo Le'inyin Hefter Pisuk, Velo Liknos Mamish. Tosfos says, the Meshicha that's even suggested in the Havamina, it doesn't mean regular Kenyan Meshicha. It means an action that will prevent it looking like Ribbis. Because remember, that's the whole thing we're talking about here. A Durabanan that looks like Ribbis. So if you picked it up, so then it doesn't look like Ribbis. It looks like yours already. Even though it's not, you didn't have to do a Kinyan Meshicha with Kavanat Liknos. No, you did a Kinyan, you did a Maisa Meshicha in order to not have it look like Ribbis. It looks like yours, and that is good enough. That's what Tosfos, again, he's so convinced that what's the Havamina? What would be the question is so strong that he has to limit, even in the Havamina, what Meshicha would have meant. You go back to the first half of Tosfos for a second. V'yafilu achlan ha-mocher. Mutar l'shalem chidim achim. Even if, what if the mocher eats some of it? Right? So, it's not his. The answer is it is his. It is his kind of, afilu achlan ha-mocher. Mutar l'shalem chidim achim im yokiru. V'lo dami l'sabis ad ha-asim yishud asim av ha-chazvini. Right? That's, we're going to get to that. So, that's what the Tosfos suggests. It's not a regular kinyan Meshicha. Regular kinyan Meshicha itself is a very interesting sugya to look into. There are many different machlokos in the world of kinyan Meshicha. Again, every kinyan we can look at and ask what the secret of that kinyan is. All kinyanim have one message about them. Haraz Bailas. Some type of reflection of ownership. That is what all kinyanim are. Discussed in Parshas Toldos as well regarding kinyan of the Bechorah, which Hashem, we'll get back to a little bit later, but many machlokos. For example, the Gemara Baba Basra discusses, by Kinyan Meshicha, do I have to pull the entire item or just a little bit? What if I have an item and I pull it 3 inches? So it moved from where it was, but it didn't totally move from where it was, right? It's still partially in the place where it was, just moved a little bit. Is that good enough? So machlokos be shown him whether that's good enough. One machlokes. Or another machlokes, what about, interesting, the Ramban discusses, there in Baba Basra, that Pevav, what if I want to be kone an item that's inside another item? Right? There's something, there's a chefetz that's munach the kli, and I pick up the kli. Is that good enough, kinyan Meshicha, for the item that's inside of it also? I didn't touch that other item. I caused it to move indirectly. Again, machlokes, we've shown him whether that works. So a lot of this might be related to the way that the Chakir is said by some of the Achronim. The Primoshe discusses this in the Sefer on Kinyanim, in Simon Chavtes, and others discuss this in Baba Basra and in Kiddushin. Is Meshicha about the act? Is the Kinyan the act of Meshicha? Or is the Kinyan the result that it's in my Rishus? It's results or action. That is the Chakir, the way that the Evan Azel says it. The begeder kinyan Meshicha ha'im etzem ha'maisa Meshicha hu ha'kinyan o degemar ha'meshicha kone bazeh sheikh reses achiv es l'rishuso. It's now in my rishus. So again, if it's just the mice, so it might cut both ways. If it's the maisa, maybe any little maisa is an act. While if it's the result, you have to move it totally from where it was in order to put it into my rishus. Right? Or you might say it the other way. But that's one suggestion. Or the item, I didn't do a Maisa Meshicha on this item. Yeah, but it's in my Rishus because I moved it. How much do you focus on the act? How much do you focus on the result of the act? That's a question that's asked by a number of Kinyanim, but this is as well also. As Machlokas Rambam, Raivin, the Lashon, what if you say, pull it and you will be Kona? Pull it and be Kona. That's Machlokas Rambam, Raivin, whether that works. Will be or be? It sounds like it's just a linguistic problem, that issue. But again, it might be totally on this. If it's, is it the act that is done? You do this act and that is kone, or you do this and the result. Maybe that's what's alluded to in the future Lashon, that it's the result of the action will be the Kenyan. Either way, that's Meshicha that's brought up here. The Pashas of the Gemara is that it means regular Kinyan Meshicha, but the Tosfos says, no, I can't even accept that in the Havamina. It has to be something even less. Okay, either way, that is answer number one, though. Answer number one, Rav, who says that you can't switch the produce in the or on the money in the future. You know, you can't make a milveh into something else. So what do you do with the Mishnah? Im yesh lo mutter? No, that's, you know why that works? Because that's a case where he already did. He was miyachid keren zavis. Or Shmuel Amar. Shmuel has another answer, a new topic in Ribbis, which we haven't had yet. Hamani Rebbe Yehuda hi. Maybe that's reflecting the shita of Rebbe Yehuda. Da Amar tzad echad beribbis mutter. One side ribbis is mutter. What does that mean? Rebbe Yehuda holds that if you make a deal, you make a commitment, and there are two outcomes that are possible. One of them would be ribbis. One of them would not be ribbis. That's mutter. In the world of Drabanans, right? That's ribbis daraisa. You make a condition, you're going to pay more. Nothing to talk about. But in the world of Drabanans, where it's unclear, maybe the price will go up and it will look like ribbis. Maybe the price won't go up and it won't look like ribbis. That's called tzad echad ribbis, right? One side ribbis, one side not. Review the whole that's mutter. Pewther says that is not. The Drabanan warren goes there, ribbis in that case. Tzad echad beribbis. Beribis mutter. Let's continue, and then we'll talk about what the Rishonim say about it. Titania, Harisha Yanosha b'chavir mana. I am owed 100. You owe me 100. Va'asalosa deomecha. You know what you do? You give me your field, basically as a collateral. You give me the field, and I'm going to keep the field. And if you don't pay me back, the field's mine. If you pay me back, then I'm going to give you your field back. Could I eat fruit from this field in the interim? Am I allowed to eat fruit? Bismach amocher ocholperos mutter. You gave me the field. If I don't eat fruit, meaning only you eat fruit, mocher means the owner of the field, then that's not an issue of ribbis. Why? What's the worry here? The worry is that I'm going to eat fruit for a month, and then you're going to pay me back, and I'm going to give you back the field. So what's going to happen? You pay me back in full, and now I've eaten fruit this whole time, so I've gotten back more than what I gave you. That looks like ribbis. But if you don't pay me back, then it's not going to be ribbis, because I'm going to keep the field. So, which is it? So says the Tanakama, Bismach amocher ocha peiros mutter, lokeach ocha peiros aser. The one who, the malveh, the balchov, who's holding onto the field now, cannot eat fruit, because that looks like ribbis. Because he's going to pay you back, and then there's going to be a problem. Rabbi Yehuda omer, no, bismach lokeach ocha peiros mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem. Even if lokeach eats fruit mutter, why? Because if he doesn't pay back, it's not going to be ribbis. So tzad echad beribbis is mutter. That's the example that Rabbi Yehuda gives. Amale Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what? Let's stop there for a second before he brings a raya. A couple of points to make here. Tosfos asks Akasha here. Tosfos asks, so first do the first part of Tosfos. Tzad echad beribbis. V'yaf algav de b'shas hapiron havi ribbis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even if it mamish turns out to be ribbis, or it looks like ribbis, right? Let's say the guy ate the fruit and he pays back, so it ends up that I've eaten fruit for free for a month. Doesn't matter, according to Rabbi Yehuda. You don't focus on the moment, the T2, you only focus on T1. V'yavagav the b'shas piron havi ribbis, kivin the b'shas hapsak, havi tzad echad shel heter shari. Right? That is the Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush. Remember, the whole thing is ribbis d'rabbanan. Ribbis d'arayza is where we make a deal at the beginning, they're going to pay me back more. So we didn't do that here. So that's why in the world of ribbis drabanan, Rabbi Yehuda says tzad echad ribbis is mutter. Part one. But then Tosfos says, but wait a minute. If this is all mutter, then what's the whole mishnah later on of sa'ah b'sa'ah? Remember the case on daf ayin hey? I'm going to give you eggs. You're going to give me back eggs. So we, it's ribbis, but unless you have eggs, there's a shot. What do you mean? Tzad echad. Maybe the price is not going to go up, and therefore no problem. The price is not going to go up, so therefore tzad echad ribbis should be mutter. Says Tosfos now. Tzad echad beribbis is mutter. I gave the wrong example really before. I just get it just to illustrate. But Rabbi Yehuda says tzad echad beribbis is only mutter if the tzad echad is in your control. If it's biyadcha to figure what the outcome. If it's out of your control, market value, that's not tzad echad beribbis mutter. That's totally out of your control. So Rabbi Yehuda would not say it's mutter there. That's what Tosfos says. Last five lines. V'yesh lomar. De lo chashiv tzad echad beribbis ela davar sheyesh biyad malveh. Obiad lo velasos tzad echad shelo ye ribbis. It's in your control to not to make it ribbis. Velo dami lasa b'saah shetali b'shar v'yalkein ye ribbis im yokiru. Rabbi Yehuda only says tzad echad beribbis is mutter if you have the power to make it not ribbis. But if it's out of your control, so then that is not going to help. That is number one. Tosfos, so the Ritva quotes Tosfos as kasha and says, well, according to Rashi, it's not a problem anyway. Why, what does Rashi say? Rashi says the whole heter of Tzad Echad Beribis. Look on the second wide line in Rashi. Under view, the Omer Tzad Echad Beribis Mutter, Ribis She'ena Al Yedei Hava Ela Al Yedei Mecher. Tzad Echad Beribis is only Mutter by a Mecher agreement, not by a Halva. The Sabasa case is still a Halva case. Rabbi Yehuda would say Tzad Echad Beribis is usur by Halva cases, right? Even though it's still the same percentages. So the Ritva says, he has Tosfos Kash, and he says, according to Rabbeinu Rashi, the question is answered. Maybe that's why Rashi even says it. That's the Ritva's Ha'ara right here, that Rashi is answering the question, you don't even realize it. Rabbeinu Mefarish, Shalom Hiter, Rabbi Yehuda Balva, Ela B'mechar, Gia Gavna, and that answers Tosfos Kash. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says, still the story, recording this from Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Bebitus Banzunin, Shasa Sadeo Mecher, Apir Blazim and Azaria. This story, he lent him money and they gave him a piece of land in the middle, Vilokeach Ocha Peros. And the Lokeach, the buyer, was able to eat Peros. So what's the, so you see, it's Mutter. We're not worried. Mocha Peros Haya. Omar Lo, they said, no, Misham Raya. Mocher Ocha Peros, Vilo Lokeach. No, the Mocher was eating fruit there, not the Lokeach. Pashas, you got the story wrong. Machlokes about what the story was. Right, that seems to be what the Gemara is saying. The Ritva says, oh, come on. They're arguing about what happened in the story. Sometimes you have that. Sometimes you have Beisham and Beis Hillel. Remember that case in Sukkah? No, you missed the last line. They said you can't. You didn't sit in a kosher Sukkah. The Ritva, though, here cannot fathom or accept that they're arguing about, maybe because here's the opposite. It's not just a left-out detail. Here was the opposite. Was the lokeach eating? Was the mocher eating? Says the Ritva. Nirin dvarim she'ein chachamim Rabbi Yehuda machishin zelazeh. No, but Rabbi Yehuda heard that she'naase hamecher v'lo shama. He didn't hear who was eating the fruit. So he was guessing. If I didn't hear anything, mistama though. If he gave him the piece of land, doesn't that mean that he was eating the fruit? The lokeach. He didn't hear specifically otherwise. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda brought that as a raya. Say the chachamim back. You forgot a you didn't hear, but lo re'inu ain't a raya. Right? You didn't hear, but that's an important detail. He says, no. Amar l'chachamim bemes yodim heim shamocher ocha peros. So that's how the Ritva interprets the story. Right? If it was mamish, a difference about the machlokas in the story, so that's one of the few exceptions to the rule that you can't say elu be'elu divri elokim chayim when it comes to a machlokas about what a person said or about what happened. Right? We like to point out the Rashi in Ksubis, the Daf Nun Zayin, where Rashi says, we always say elu be'elu divri elokim chayim. Mutter, asur, tar, tamei, chayim, father, anything. We always say both shitas have validity, right? Like the Baskol went out from Shemayim in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel that Elo ve'Elo Divrei Elokim Chayim. But you can only say that if you're not arguing about what happened. If you're arguing about what happened, right? Like here, it seems to be, then one of them is wrong, right? That's the comment of Rashi. Rashi there is not talking about an event. Yeah, actually, it is an event. What the Rebbe said. If they're arguing about what the Rebbe said in Shir, two students leave Shir. One of them said the Rebbe said this. The other one said the Rebbe said that. Obviously, the Rebbe wasn't so clear. But says the, or the students just didn't get it. But that's what Rashi says on the bottom of Ksubis Nun Zayin. He says, Demifligi Tshreya Moraya Liba Denafshayu. Dechi Pligi Tshreya Liba Dechad Mar Omer Hachi Mar Omer Hachi Mar Ploni Mar Omer Hachi Mar Ploni Chad Minayim Ashaker. If they're arguing about what the Rebbe said in Shir, then one of them is wrong. Avalki pligi triam oroi bedin o beisr beheter kol chad amar hachi mistaver taima ein kan sheker. Says Rashi, if there's two different opinions, there's nobody lying here. Kol chad v'chad svara didei kamar mar yoav taima le'atera o mar yoav taima le'isura mar medami milsa le'milsa hachi o mar medami la be'inyan achrina. They're each making their own comparisons. Ve'ika le'meimar elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim heim. And they are both the words of the living God. Gaon HaShas there says, look at Erev and Yud Gimel. Okay, we did. Right, that's where it comes up. The zimnin d'shayach haitaima, v'zimnin d'shayach haitaima. Sha'atam mitapech lefi shinui hadvarim b'shinui muat. Right, that's alluding to the large sugya that we've discussed, not for now, of elu ve'elu. But again, that's what the Ritva is bothered by. You want to say elu ve'elu, so how can you say they got the story wrong? The answer is maybe one was implicit at least, and one was explicit. That at least helps in our discussion. So the Gemara says, this is the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tanakama. So, my Binayu, what's the root of the Machlokas? Right? Usually my binau means what's the nafkamina. So Rashi knows that it's an unusual usage of my binayu. That's why Rashi says on the fourth to last line, my binayu, but my kamiflagi. Right? What are they arguing? Rashi never says anything on my binayu, but this is an unusual one. So my kamiflagi, what are they arguing about? So Amar Abaya, what's the nekudas of machlokes? Tzad echad beribasi kibinayu. What we suggested, they're arguing about if there's one possibility that it won't be ribis. Is that mutter? Rava Amar, ribis almanas lahachzir ika benayu. The machlokas is, what if it's ribis that you're planning to return? Meaning, could the one who's holding on to the land eat fruit? And if the guy eventually pays him back, he'll give the fruit, he'll pay for the fruit. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's asur. Even if you're going to give it back. According to Yehuda, you're chayav lahachzir, even if it's mutter. The Tanakama would say that's also because it looks like ribis at the time. Right? And that's why, that's what they're arguing about. Even if you're going to give it back, is that going to be usur? There is an unusual comment here, or just a ha'ara. Ha'ara, the question is, what does Rashi mean? Look at Rashi, fourth to last line, right before the one we just read. Rashi quotes, Baitus Benzunin, without saying anything. Rashi just quotes, right before my binayo, Baitus Benzunin. What is Rashi trying to tell us there? Every once in a while, Rashi just quotes words from the Gemara, from the Pasuk. We don't know what he means. Right? Remember Vayelech? First Rashi in Vayelech. Quotes Vayelech Moshe. Doesn't say anything. Just quotes Vayelech Moshe. Right? So the Mefarshim all Rashi wander there. So here too, what is Rashi getting at? Baitus Benzunin. What is he emphasizing? So if you look in the Mayane HaChachma, the Shara Mitzvah Balacha here has three pages on this. Maybe Rashi's emphasizing how to spell Baitus. Why? Because we know that Stukim and the Baitusim were not such great individuals, right? In terms of the Torah Shebechsav and the Karaites. So maybe Rashi is trying to emphasize that it's Baitus with two Yuds. Because Baitus with one Yud, you know, you would never name after that person. Baitus with one Yud, because he was one of the, obviously, the Baitusim. V'lo maskinan v'shmei d'shem rishayim yirkav. You find the name Tzadok sometimes. No, but maybe Tzadok was a more common name even then. You have Rabbi Tzadok. Remember the three things that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai asked for from Vespasian. One of them is, I need medicine for Rabbi Tzadok. He's been fasting for decades. Right, about this Churban's going to happen. So Tzadok was a common name. Right, Tzadok was a name of one of the Kohanim in Tanakh. So Yishlam Kama Tzadikim Ayiboso Adar Sheshman Tzadok. Kamo Shemetzina Rabbi Tzadok Mei Churban. But Baitus was only for that min. So that's one suggestion. Maybe Rashi's emphasizing that it's Baitus with two yuds and not one yud. But then here he quotes many other sources in Shas where Baitus is quoted and it's only one yud and Rashi doesn't say anything. And it's doesn't think that is the emphasis. But he says maybe just the opposite. The Lachara Kasha. Heich Matik HaGemara Maisev Baitus Ben Zunin. Baitusin HaYerushayim. What do we care about Baitus Ben Zunin? Maybe Rashi is saying, Baitus Benzunin, v'kavanaso l'dayik shoye Benzunin. This is a special, this is a, not Baitus. This is Benzunin, right? And not emphasizing the two yuds. Emphasizing the father. And Zunin, we find in other Gemaras, that Zunin was a Talmud Chacham. And therefore, where Rashi's emphasizing, you're right, emphasizing something about the person, but not the two yuds, but about the father. Either way, Rashi's trying to tell us something, and somewhat of a mystery. Okay, here we go, continue. Amar Rava, hashta to Amar Rav Yanai. Now that Rav Yanai said, Mali heinu mali d'mehen amrinan, comma, now that we've just said that at the time of delivery, right, you're allowed to switch it, right, you can do a forward contract, you can switch it into fruit and wine and grapes. Mali d'mehenu mali heinami amrinan. We say it also at the original time of the agreement. Meaning, remember our case, future contract. What have we said? I pay you something. I give you money. I want to buy chitim. You don't have the chitim now, but I'm locking in the price. What if you have no wheat? All you have is money. All you have is money. That's also good enough. Just like money or fruit are good enough later on at Shas that you're supposed to pay me back the time of delivery, it also works at the original time, the time of the agreement. And uposkin is ala shar shebeshuv avishein lo, as we said. And even if you don't have anything, if you don't have any of the produce, but if there is a market value, then you can also make this agreement because he's giving him money now, and he can use that money to buy whatever he needs. Esver papa v'raf huna brei d'rav Yeshua l'rava kulam em yesh lo mutter im ein lo aser. 1 minute, but don't we say later on that by the case of the Brisa says that if only if he has, if he doesn't have, he just has money, that's not good enough if he only has money. So Amaluhu Hasam Halva Hakazvini. Right over there, right, we're quoting the Brisa from Raboshia now. That's by a halva. But here we're talking about Zvini, meaning paying for fruits, for produce. And as we said, if it's all in the world of Durabanans, we're gonna have more chumras by halva cases than by mechar cases. Period. New statement. Rabba Rav Yosef Damri Shravayu. My time Amr Rabana Potskana Lashar Shabashuk Fiavapi Sha'inlo. Why is it, this heter that we've saying, that if you're locking in a price, that it's going to be mutter, even if he doesn't have, right? Because there's a price out there. There's a market value. Why is that good enough? So what have we set up till now? Because the guy, the seller himself, could go buy it. And then it's as if, you know, it belongs to the buyer already. So Rabba and Rav Yosef are going to say it a little differently. De Amar Lay. No. You know why it's not a problem of ribbis? Because the buyer can say to the seller in a month from now, well, if I give it back to you, it's worth a little more. You know what he can say to him? You're not really giving me anything. A month ago, I could have bought it myself. So you're giving it back, and me back, it went up in value? But what are you giving me? The Amarle, Shkila Tivusei Peshadi Achizri, take your goodness, take your favors, and throw it on the bushes. Maya honestly, what hana did you really give me? Ihabili Zuzi Biyadi, right, if I would have kept the money and not paid you, Havi Mizavnina Behini Bashili Bezula, I would have gone to Hini and Shili, two suburbs there, and I would have bought it for cheap. And now it would have gone up in my rishus anyway. So that's why it's not a problem of ribbis to Rabbanan. Because ribbis to Rabbanan, remember, is only if there's a chisaron and there's a yitaron. But the buyer could say here, you didn't really do me any favors. And that's why it's going to be mutter. Says the Gemara, Amar le Abaye l'Rav Yosef, ela mi'ata mutter lavo sa b'sa'a. So why don't you say in the case later on of sa b'sa'a, right? The egg case, you give me eggs, I give you back. Shouldn't be a problem there either. Why? Should the Masi Amar le, he could say, Dibshkile tivusech v'shad yechizri, Tamar le chiti tekadchi ba'akal bay. If I would have kept my wheat, if I would have kept my eggs, would they have gotten ruined? No, they wouldn't have gotten ruined. Right? Literally, would have rained in my storage house? No. So you didn't do me any favors. So the Gemara, the Rabban of Yosef are coming up with this big yisod. There's no ribbis to Rabbanan if the person getting the ribbis didn't really get any benefit from the item. So what do you mean? What about Sabisa? Oh, he didn't get any benefit. I gave you eggs. I could have kept the eggs and they would have gone up in value in my rishus. So why you're not really giving me anything? Answer, Amar Lei, same thing. Hasam Halva HaKazvini. In the case of Zvini, by forward contracts, that's where it's going to be mutter. Because it's a sale. The old ribbis drabanan is always more chomer when it comes to cases of halva, and the case of sa'a b'sa'a is about halva. One more line. Amalei adabar abba l'rava, v'haboy l'meisav zuzi l'sav sira. But still, what is the guy saying? Oh, I could have gone to it, bought it myself. But you still have some expenses if you want to buy it yourself. You'll have to go to Hini, to Shili and Hini, and you'll have to get a middleman to try to buy it for you. So you're going to have some expenses. So aren't you saving those expenses? So you're getting some benefit. Okay, fine. One day is that he's paying him. You know, that's not a benefit. He's paying him for those expenses. He paid that also when he gave the money to the seller. Or Rav Ashi Amar, Zuze de Inshi, Inu Avile Saf Siruse. If a guy's got money, he's not going to have to go look for providers. They're going to find him. Right, he's the balameya, he's the baladeya. And therefore, there's not going to be any expenses in this case. Period. Pnei Yeshua here has a fascinating, interesting comment. What is he saying? You didn't do me any benefit. What do you mean? He gives him benefit, he has less headaches. If he has the produce in his attic, he's going to have to worry, is it going to go bad? Are the conditions okay? It might rain in. And now that he doesn't have to worry about it. Isn't the benefit? He has a benefit of not having the headache and the worry. Says the Pnei Yoshua, that's not considered a financial benefit for ribbis drabanan. You're right, it is a psychological benefit. He has less worries, but that's not going to be a worry enough for us to say that's going to be ribbis drabanan. That's the Pnei Yoshua's comment here. V'yalagav da'ahani le'inin achrayis, shema yakone bima osa b'mekha gomer hayakol achrayis alav, v'yachshav heim b'achrayis amocher, no ekpalon. Kimet sheikar masharah nira karibis mishum shenis yakru. Right, there's nothing objective. Right, talking about saving worries. Right, being worried in halacha, the the Archa Sadikim has a whole chapter, right? The anonymous Musar work from a couple of hundred years ago. His whole chapter on Shar HaDa'aga, right? A Shar of worries. So he says, most worries are not good. Most worrying, the Gemara says, Da'aga Shoveris Gufa Shel Adam, right? And, it's not a positive trait. And if we would really have perfect bitachon, we wouldn't be worried. We have to try to be worried about the things we're worried about. Let's say it that way. He goes into and says, well, there is good worry. I didn't learn enough. I'm worried I didn't get to davening on time like I should. Positive worries, that's, I don't want to forget my learning. I want to chazer more. So that's all good worries, right? You have to use it in a positive way. You can't let it paralyze you. But hada'aga mo'elas l'nina Torah, sheyachzer tam idula yishkach. Gama da'aga mo'elas l'nina shalo yariv im adam b'chinam, ki yarei pen yasigu hezek mena machlokes. I don't want to get into machlokes. Good, there is good worry. But that's not what we usually worry about, right? We usually worry about other things which are really just reflect a lack of bitachon. I'm not going to get there on time. And if I don't, Hashem doesn't want me to get there on time. And I'm going to lose this and that. So we have to work on that. I like to quote the comment of the Shemin HaTov in Vayera, where one of the most amazing psukim in all of Torah is mentioned. Vayashkim Avram Baboker. Avram got up in the morning to go do the Akedah. Why is that one of the most amazing psukim? That means he slept the night before. He slept like a baby. He got up in the morning. He was going to kill his son the next day. There's a lot less on our mind sometimes, and we can't sleep the night before. We have to take care of something the next day. It's going to be a tough day, and we can't sleep. We toss and turn. Avram Avinu, the Akedah, slept like a baby. No worries. Vayashkim Avram Baboker. Amazing. Okay, so either way, the Pnei Yeshua says it's not going to affect Ribbis Durabana. Vayter, let's, last section for the day. Rabba, Rav Yosef, Damri Travayu. Next statement of Rabba and Rav Yosef about ribbis. Hi, man, do you have Zuze? Atira Harifa. What happens if you go to a provider, you go to a farmer, and there's really not much of this product out in the marketplace yet? So there's no market value yet. So he's gonna sell it to you for cheap. Whatever it is. Lo Yatza Hashar. So if Lo Yatza Hashar, so then the halacha is, the buyer must actually be there and see the produce. Even though we said that if you do a forward contract, as long as he has it, it's okay. That's only if it's in the time period where everybody has. But if nobody has yet, except this farmer, you got to see it. Hi, man, do you have Zuzi Atira Harifa? You want to give money at an early time. Tzorech is Chazuye Lebeidari. You have to be in the storage house. So Gemara asks, why? Lamai. Ila Mikna. Is it to be Kone? Halokani. But you're not being Kone yet. You're locking in a price for it a month from now. So why should you have to be there? Right? Remember we had back on Daf Beis? Right? You can't be kona anything with Re'iyah. Right? We spoke about that in the first parak. So why are you here? E l'kibule alei misha para. Is it that because after this, if he backs out, then he'll be makabela, a curse of a misha para? Kilo mischazinami makabela misha para. Once you pay the money, even if you don't appear there, he should be subject to a misha para if he backs out. So what do you have to be there for? Answer, you're right. It's just an umdana. It's just based on people's minds. La'olam l'kulbuli mishapara. Really, it's to give him mishapara if he backs out. Umadi avzuzi atira harifa l'beitreu tlasayav. But really, when people want to buy things early, they usually give it to three different farmers, and whoever gets there first, they're going to pay, and the other two, they're going to ask for it back for. So the farmer knows that. That he's only one of three people, and really the deal isn't full yet. So imis chazile. But if you go there and you go to the farm, then some chadaite. Then he realizes you're serious, and you're going to eventually buy it from him. The lo, and if not, amar lei amina dashkaches peirit de shapiri mididai v'shakalt. I thought you found better fruit, and therefore I want to be chozerbo. So the fact that you have to appear there, it just has to do with the reality of the time and the seriousness that the seller took you. Amar of Ashi, Hasha to Amrit Misha Mismach Daiter. Ashi says, well, if it's all totally about umdina, about how serious people are, afilo ashkeche b'shuka. You don't have to like see him in his storage house, even if you meet in the marketplace. And if he talks to you on a serious level, you show him that you're serious. So then that also would work. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. By Yomer of Nachman, I will get to the Klal of Ribbis. We'll starting tomorrow's daf, and Hashem, we will continue here in Ezeo Neshech in nitty gritty of Ribbis. But as we see, we also try to glean and scratch under the surface to find other issues that relate to us as well.